Shalom, today's daf yomi is Gittin daf ayin vav, Gittin 76. We learned to the Mishnah that on Mishnah states that if a person says, Harei ze gitecha mubati mikam vat shloshim yom, says, this is your get, if I don't come back within the next 30 days, and the intent was that he was going to overseas, and he says, once I get there, if I don't come back, then you're going to be divorced. But as long as he goes to Akko, to this place called Akko, and he returns, then the stipulation is canceled. And at first glance, the simple way to read the Mishnah is that Akko is outside of the land of Israel, and since he reached Akko and he came back within 30 days, then the condition was canceled, and so therefore the get was canceled because he fulfilled the condition. So the Gemara says, "Lemeimer de Akko b'Medina Sayom Kaimer." This means to say that Akko is overseas. V'hama Rav Safra. Didn't Rav Safra teach us, "Kevin Miftur Rabbanu Me'adadi, but Akko Avin Miftur"? But how could Akko be overseas? The rabbis used to depart from each other because Akko at Akko, and the reason why they depart from each other in Akko is Mishum de Asur Otzeis Me'aretz L'chutz Aretz, because you're not allowed to leave from outside the land of Israel, from Israel to outside the land of Israel, and so therefore, how could they have? They wouldn't go beyond Akko. So we see from here that Akko is not outside the land of Israel, that Akko is in Israel. So Abaye's answer was that there's trade tonight, that there was two conditional clauses. One is, he said, if you go overseas, it's immediately a get. And the other was, if you stay on your path for 30 days, then it's also going to be a get. So in this case, he came to Akko, and so therefore what we're learning, if he reaches Akko and he goes back, that he didn't reach overseas and he also didn't wait 30 days, then the get was canceled because he canceled the stipulation, and so therefore wouldn't be a get. But we see from here, our Gemara tells us, it's also what says, you're not allowed to leave from the land of Israel to outside the land of Israel. In fact, this is the for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they used to escort their friends to study outside the land of Israel. But for the people who actually lived in the land of Israel, it wasn't permitted for them to leave to go to overseas. And so therefore, they would only escort them to Akko. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that they weren't allowed to go beyond Akko for this reason. Because it says, "Bnei Medina Sayam shall you holchem lo motor be'aretz Yisrael kashachozim uvateim ayu chavrim in Eretz Yisrael melavenos an ad Akko umisham nifta ribem." Shall also of Nei Eretz Yisrael at seis lachutz Aretz, because the people of Israel are not allowed to leave, and the Ramban counts this as a prohibition of leaving Israel amongst the 613 commandments of the Torah. But the Rambam doesn't count it. He says, according to him, it's not a biblical law but a rabbinic law.